Kevin, can you just talk about getting this deal underway and then put aside and knowing that you have another year left?
I was just excited to do getting it done and getting out of the way so you can get started doing that just great football.
Kevin, was retirement ever part of the equation for you? Is that something that you even thought about at the end of the year?
Never. No, not at all. Sorry for laughing. It just sounds funny, you know, just retirement right now. Nah.
Kevin, how certain were you that something was going to get done? Was it taking a little longer than you hoped, or what was kind of the process like for you to wait?
Oh, it was a very mind-blowing process, trust me. Like I always said before, when the season was over, that I was always 85% sure that I was going to wind up back in New England and 15% sure anywhere else. But it was that if that 15% came into play, how much that was going to be a factor. And at some point in time during the week, it kind of was a factor because as a father, a husband, you know, I had to think about all of that besides just football of, you know, what I was going to do, what the family was going to do, if I was going to have to leave or not. And that was a lot of, like, a weighing factor on me as well.
Kevin, Vince talked a little bit yesterday about leadership and what it means to be a leader and kind of the state of leadership on this team. What do you think about the state of leadership on this team in that locker room as it stands right now?
Well, first of all, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. They're not saying that Vince is wrong and not saying that Vince is right. But we lost a lot of leaders on our team year before last, and some real good ones, some of the best leaders I've been a part of. But at the same time, it was for a lot of guys on our team to step into that role of being leaders. And a lot of guys on our team, veteran guys that we have on our team now, their leadership role wasn't, you know, what they were accustomed to. Like, I'm a leader by example. I'm not a very vocal leader on rest. It's just really something that has to be said. Vince, for instance, he's one of those vocal guys that leads by example. So you have two different type of leaders right there, but that doesn't mean that one is, a bad leader.
Or more vocal, you think more vocal leaders are necessary? Like, there might be some young guys who kind of, you know, needed to kind of find their way with that, and maybe they'll feel more comfortable in those roles this year.
You always need a vocal leader. You always need that, and that's the way it goes. You just need a vocal, and you need a guy that leads by example. You need a few of them, as a matter of fact.
Kevin, you talked a little bit about, in an interview last night, maybe kind of compared to Troy Brown a little bit and how he started and ended his career in New England. I know you've talked a little bit about him in the past. Can you expand on the influence that he may have had on your career, just kind of watching him and seeing him develop and seeing him become a veteran on this team?
Major impact, probably like over 50%. Just like you said, just to watch him and observe everything that he did, you know, a lot of times. The time he was there with me, and just observe him be a professional in every aspect of his game, not just football.
Do you have an appreciation, Kevin, for the fact that while you're going about your business, there are guys who are watching you the way you watched Troy, and do you present yourself kind of accordingly in that respect?
Of course, you have to. You have to think about that. You have to, you know, have that on your mind because that's how you got to where you are, by watching someone, by observing someone. So that's always in the back of your mind. Man, somebody may be watching me. So that, you know, it's a give and take situation.
Kevin, have you thought about how, you know, I know you know this as well as anyone, how rare it is that a guy starts and finishes his career with the same team, and maybe you could speak to how important or how special that would be for you to be able to start and finish your career with the same team?
Oh, that is very rare. That is one of the reasons why I am still here. You know, one of the things I told myself when I first got here as a rookie, it was just something that I said to myself. You see a lot of guys that come and go in NFL that has been with one team for a certain amount of years and has left, and they go make their mark somewhere else. But you never hear about a guy in this day and age that's been staying for a long time, and it's just the fact of being at an organization and, you know, trying to uphold it, being consistent.
Is it amazing to you, you talked about the period of time since you came into the league. I mean, you spent four seasons dressing in that old stadium, and you're the only guy who links back to that period. How important is it to you, the the legacy you leave, obviously you're not leaving now, but that you're building and that you will one day leave behind with this franchise?
Oh, very important. Like I said, when they asked about, you know, what was going through my mind this past 4 or 5 days of free agency, that was one of them. There were so many of them that was going through my mind, and that was one of them. That was an important part of everything because, yeah, I might have left and gone and might have been successful, but it wouldn't have been the same if I would have been here doing it. It's funny that this situation happened, but to me it's like what happened to Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great that he came back and retired the Red Sox, but at the same time, you know, if he'd have done it here, it would have been even better. If you understand what I'm saying.
I do. I got nothing else. Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations, Kevin.
I appreciate it, man. It's all the organization, man. Like I said, the organization, Mr. Kraft, Coach Belichick. I just thank him, just for giving me another opportunity to play an extra year.
Hey, let me ask you one more question, actually, in relation to that. You're up here. You know us. You see us, right? Hear us on the radio. See us on television. Everybody's got an opinion. And probably the majority of it, since maybe last November, have been negative opinions put forward. As, you know, the Patriots' window has closed. They're in the building. Are we more alarmist and gloom and doom than necessarily we need to be, or is this team really in a point where it has to, you know, pick a road and go down it?
Well, every year team is rebuilding. But I understand what the question is being asked. But at the same time, it kind of seems like we as fans, as players, because I'm a player, but I'm a fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're getting a little spoiled with everything that was going on through over the course of the year. And yes, our goal every year is to make it to the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl. But realistically, how often does that happen to an organization each and every year? That doesn't happen often. And, well, we did it, and, you know, it's just something that had happened, and we just got on the roll. It's just something that goes on in professional sports, not just football.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate it.